Okay, and we are up to Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph. And we are up to the first widest line. There's narrow lines, there's one middle line, and then there's widest lines. So we are on the first widest line. Tanya. And the Chaim Yoyim Adar Shem Ben David Ba. The door that Ben David will come, Mashiach will come, Boboi is coming in it. Ha'aziz Terba. Audacity will increase. Hayoyker Yaave. And respect will be made crooked, meaning they won't. Rashi's first shot is people will not respect each other. There'll be a lack of respect. Let's do Rashi Hayoyker Yaave. Rashi's in the first column. There at the bottom. Shlo yichabdu zeh. Your car is covered. Lishnachrina hayoyker yavis mechubet shebehem. The ones they do respect, ye avsim v'ramai, will be a crooked, tricky person. So we're into the second shot is hayoyker yavis. Those respected will be liars, cheaters. Vagefen yitim piryay. Still v'hayayim v'yoyker. Even though there'll be abundance of grapes, but wine will be expensive. Rashi's first pshat is there won't be a bracha in the fruit. There'll be a lot of grapes, but the grapes won't be producing fruit. Rashi's second pshat is there'll be such a indulgence in wine that they won't be able to meet the demand. Rashi, still the wine will be expensive. The bracha b'priyatzma, there will not be a bracha in the fruit. The shlachrinu shiyakulam, right from machar hayayin, everybody will be chasing wine, mishtakrin and getting drunk, and misyakrin hayayin, the wine will get expensive. Ava b'shiroi b'yayin b'aylam, even though there's so many types of wine, there's a lot of wine in the world. V'yayin b'yayin, v'nebchik l'amalkos l'minas, and the whole rulership of the world will turn secular. Minas means those who question. Well, you can learn Minas one of two ways. You can learn Christianity. You can learn they will become the dominant force in the world. Or you can learn Minas means lack of belief in Hashem, which means secularism. Pick your choice. Ve'ein techacha, and there won't be anybody to set them straight. The silent Reb Yitzchak, Gam Reb Yitzchak, this prize is approved for Reb Yitzchak. He said, Ein ben David Bo, this is hapakal amalchus l'minas. Until the whole rulership of the world turns into Minas. I'm a rabbi, my crow, where do we see that hinted in the pasuk? Kuloi hafach lavan, when the teras spreads over the whole body, tsaru. When the teras encompasses the whole body, it becomes tahar. So also, when the malchus turns into minus, and the whole world turns into minus, that's a sign Mashiach is coming. Rashi, kuloi hafach lavan tsaru, kshapashit hanega b'chalor, when the nega spreads in the whole skin. Kakshin hemcha kala malchus l'minus, Tavi Geula, the Geula will come.
So the first part we went to the wine and the part of it over there, that is in regards to Malchus also?
No, it doesn't say that.
That means, boy, that's referring to us also?
It's referring to the world.
And the other thing was referring to what?
I'm trying to figure out what Malchus, there's no Jewish Malchus. So it's referring to the Malchus of the world. Whereas it's talking about world prices, it's talking about the world at large. It's not talking to Klal Yisrael directly.
The person that comes and said he didn't bring down Malchus.
Again, prices will go up. What does that got to do with Malchus?
Okay, how about the Russia Inc. Russia Inc. and all this?
That's worldwide. It says Malchus here.
Why?
Because that's what will happen. The rulers will turn into Minas. I said two pshatim, I don't know which one it is. Either Christianity or secularism.
That doesn't apply to the world?
Well, people follow the rulers. They set the standard in belief systems. So, you talk about the Malchus turning into Minas, and it automatically affects the population. That's how I understand it. So, the Gemara writer, Tanya Rabbanan, Ki Yadna Hashem Amay, Hashem will judge his nation. The pasuk continues, Ki Yira Ki Azlas Yad, he will cease. You'll have to help me here with the translation. Azlas Yad means the strengthening of the hand. Is that the way he translates it?
When he sees that the hand is going.
Going, okay. Rashi learns strengthening. The Efes, Asur V'Azov. And, can I have some help?
And no one is being protected or helped.
No one is being protected and helped. Ein ben David Vashi Yirbu HaMesiris. And David will not come until there are people who are meiser, meaning they are the Jews that join the Goyim and help the Goyim in their fight against Yidden. That's Mesiris. V'la malshinim, we talk about them every day in Shemayin Esrei. Rashi chiyad nashem amai, second column, third line, l'havid lem gula, to bring a gula, kiyar fiyas l'sad, shetelech betchazik yadn shal Mesiris, the hand of those who are tailbearers, tattletalers, snitchers, and they'll be successful in their tattletale. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Davarachar actually smatu al tamidim. Another pshat is that ki azlash yad means the hand will be going, meaning that the students who usually help Klal Yisrael do good will be diminishing. Davarachar Achatikla Pruta Minakis. Epis Atur Ba'azov means there will no one be to help and save, means there won't be any money left. The Barachar, Achiyashai Shuman HaGa'ula. What happens is people become depressed. People will give up hope for the Ga'ula. Shinemar Ba'efes Atur Ba'azov. Kabayachu, as if to say, Ain Saimach Ba'azil Yisrael. There's no one, they'll be so low that they won't think of anybody being able to help them. Rashi, Shetichla pruta behind Azlus Yachi be Yadayim Rekaniyos, be empty handed. Kaviyachol keilu yechaylam loymer davizek klapim mayim. As if to say that, you know, as if you could say such a thing. Einayzim esaymach Yisrael, shishvelim lemaid, they will be very low. Vaymer einayzim esaymach shemishayishim in Agula, they will give up from the Geula. Now, the Rishash is very bothered. He says, in his time, there were people that had money. So Mashiach can't come because people have money, and the Gemara says, Hachetik leputim in akis. This is the Rashash's question. He did a very interesting shot. I don't know if everybody else agrees to him, but he says, the Gemara says Mashiach can't come until there's no money left. So Rashash was a very wealthy person. There were very wealthy people in his time. So he wants to know, does that mean Mashiach can't come because people have money? So the Rashash says, this Gemara, he says there are many rich people, and there are people that are wealthy, so we're not going to have the Geula. So he says, Tikla Pruta Menachis means that a Pruta won't mean anything anymore. The pshat is, if you have a Pruta, you won't be counted as it means anything. There'll be a inflation to the point, meaning people will have money, but if you have a Pruta, people will look at you like you have nothing. That's how he understands Tikla Pruta Menachis. That's exactly, so we're ready for Mashiach. Going to the Rosh Hashanah, we're ready for Mashiach. Pashit, you learn that there won't be money around. He's bothered by that, and therefore he says this pshat. Again, I'm just speaking it up. That's the Gemara Vayter. The Rebzeirik, you have a mashkot Rabbanon de Maaskibay, but he found Rabbanon engaged in talking about what happens, when will Mashiach come. Amar Luhu, he said, the Matusi, I beg of you, Beina Menaicho, the Matusa Beina Menaicho. I think it means I beg and I ask of you. Vaisirachku, do not distance it. Discussion about when he's going to come helps distance it. The Krashi Demaski Beilei Demasa Yavai. And he said, therefore, don't distance it. Don't discuss about when Mashiach is going to come. The Tanina Gimelbaum Behesachadas, three things come Behesachadas. When you don't think about them. Either way, Mashiach va'akrev. Mashiach and Mitziah. You can't go hunting for Mitzias. Mitzias are something, found objects you just bump into. And scorpions. Scorpions come when you don't think about them. That's when they all of a sudden show up. So therefore, he said, don't get involved in when Mashiach is coming. Because if you do, you can end up distancing the coming of Mashiach. Now the understanding of that is a little difficult. Why does that drive away Mashiach when we talk about when he will come? Why is that merachik? So the Mashar, I believe, talks about it, and he says, no, he does not. He says that Mashiach can come one of two ways. He says Mashiach can either come as a Mitziah, as a positive, or Mashiach can come as a scorpion, meaning with a lot of heavenly Mashiach right before it. He says Gimelbaum behetzachadas, meaning that you can be zeichet to have Mashiach like a Mitziah or like an Akre. But again, he doesn't discuss it. But I saw somebody did discuss why why is this a terrible thing? Why does this drive away Mashiach? I wonder if I wrote it down. Let me just of course you have to hope he should come. That doesn't mean to try to figure out when he will come. I don't have anything here written why this is bad. But it seems that they talk about trying to figure out the Achishena. That's what I saw one of the Svarim say. We're not to try to meaning Achishena can happen at any time. And therefore to try to figure out when he's going to come, if it's early, is a waste of time. Whereas to figure out Be'ita, we will talk in the Amud Beis, that there's a discussion amongst Achrayim, whether it's right or wrong to try to figure out the time Mashiach comes. See, the Ramban, for instance, wrote a time when Mashiach is going to come. The Gra gave a time Mashiach is going to come. The Malbim gave a time that Mashiach is going to come. And they're all, and the question on that is, the Gemara says not to try to figure it out, so why are we trying to figure it out? So there's a famous Mashal of the Malbim. The Malbim says that the reason that Chazal didn't want you to try to figure it out because it was far away. He said in Mashal, when he was a little kid, he traveled with his father to a market day in a big city. So he left his house, we can all identify with this next part of the story, and as soon as he was out of the city, he asked his father, how long do we still have till we get there? Right, we all can identify when we go to the trap. How long is it? Right, when we. So his father laughed at him and said, what are you asking such a question? He said, but when he got closer, then the question was legitimate already. He said, when the Chazal were writing this, to start thinking about when Mashiach was come, it was so far off that it was not a good idea to try to figure out when Be'ita is going to be. When Mashiach has to be here, it would be very depressing. However, as we get closer, so now it's a legitimate question. So now we're allowed to try to figure out when Mashiach is going to come, and therefore he goes and makes his cheshbon, which I don't know what his cheshbon is, but the Gra's cheshbon was Tavshin Nun, which we passed 22 years ago, and the Ramban had a cheshbon hundreds of years ago, which we passed as well, and so they try to write cheshbonis that they try to figure out. But that's the Malbim's shot, that today we are allowed to try to figure out when Mashiach is going to come. Not necessarily will we be successful, but we're allowed to try to figure out when Mashiach is going to come. Whereas the Gemara is going to say clearly that it's not a good idea to try to figure it out when Mashiach is going
to
come.
They're referring to Be'ita, right?
Well, they're referring to Be'ita. And they say Reb Zera, who said don't get involved in it, was saying, was talking about Achishena. Because he's saying, things come to Hesach Chadash, they might just pop in on you. So don't bother, you know, don't try. They say, I think the pshat they say is, don't tell me when Mashiach is going to come to Be'ita. Meaning, you're going to tell me the time to Be'ita, it's going to be far off. So don't do that, because he can pop in at any time. There can be an Achishena. That's what they learn pshat in Abzerah. They say, meaning not by being Isaac in it, you're going to make a distance, but you're going to make a long time. See, there's a, let me say this again. This is the way I see this Gemara because I learned this Yaret Vash, and it has made an impact on me. So I see it through those eyeglasses. So again, I'm not saying everybody agrees to the following shot. There's a Yaret Vash that says that had Klal Yisrael known at the time after the Churban how long it would be to Mashiach, it would be almost impossible to survive because the part of our survival mechanism is the hope and the yearning we have for Mashiach to come. If Klal Yisrael were told, listen, the Be'ita of Mashiach is going to be in 2012, in Tavshin Ayin Beis. And they're back 1900 and some years ago, it's going to be very depressing. So, Pshat is, there's an Achishena. He can come at any time. But the Be'ita is so far off, it's going to be very depressing. So therefore, Klal Yisrael never was told the Be'ita. It was like, let's not talk about when Mashiach is going to come. Let's not discuss when he has to be here by. We'll just let it be. Because, again, this is the Ari Zavash's shot. You talk about what Be'ita is, you will create a depression. He says it on a shot in the Medrash. And again, this is his shot in the Medrash. The Medrash says on the Pasuk, Karasi lemahavai heimorimuni. I called my friends and they tricked me. So the Medrash says, that refers to Chazal, who told us to separate Challah. So how did they trick me? So he says, why did Chazal say we should separate Challah and Chutz La'aretz? So when Mashiach comes and we go back to Eretz Yisrael, we should be accustomed to separating Challah. That makes it sound like it's happening tomorrow. Like he's going to be here. You better know how to separate Challah. He said, really? Chazal knew he ain't coming that fast. But they were interested in creating this hope for an Achishena, not to think about Be'ita. not to think about Mashiach not being here for 1900 and some years would be very depressing. What they were trying to impress on the Klal Yisrael is, could be Be'ita is far away, we're not going to try to figure out where that is, but Achishena can happen at any moment. And since Achishena can happen at any moment, that's good enough for us to hope for, that's good enough for us to yearn for. So that's how they learned this statement of Rav Zeira. Don't try to figure out Be'ita. You're going to make, it's going to be a distant future, the Be'ita. We're not interested in Be'ita. What we have to work on today, in Rav Zeira's days, is Achishena. We have to hope he comes now, early. Not say he ain't coming till he has to come, which is way down the line.
Yeah, but
that is how they explain this statement. Yes.
Whatever happened about 6,000 years ago?
Let's give the Gemara a little chance.
If someone said, I'm just saying this so people just keep his mind. Someone said that, remember Mr. Stone?
Yes.
That he's not going to be left here before Mashiach.
Well, he died already, I think.
I know, I'm just
going to make sure that you realize
that. Another quote from someone.
Yeah, okay.
According to Shmuel,
who was it?
No, I don't want to say it. I'll tell you privately.
That's the according to Shmuel, then he'll come.
Right.
My name is Jack. I'm telling you all about this.
That was before the second base of Mikdash. That was way too it. That was Bikis last. Didn't we have a Gemara? Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make Chizki a Mashiach, and then he didn't say Shira. It means the world wasn't ready. That's the Gemara Vayit. Amar Rav Kfina Shis Alma Alvishni Havi Alma. The world will be 6,000 years. The Chad Charuv, and then it will be destroyed for 1,000 years. Shemar, this is the way Rashi learns the Gemara. There is a Meiri that learns one out of the 6,000 years. There'll be so many wars that the world will be destroyed. One of the 6,000. But Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi learns, we'll learn like Rashi, the Ramban, most Rishonim. The Shus Alba, Shani Hava Alma, 6,000 years the world will exist. The Chat Chorev, and then there'll be 1,000 that the world will be destroyed. Shememar, the Nizgav Hashem Levade, Hashem will be great himself, Vayoy Mahu on that day. Avayah my Trey Chorev. Avayah says there'll be a destruction of 2,000 years. Shenemar, and I'm going to need help here. Yechayenu miyamayim, keep us alive from 2 days. How does he translate that?
After 2 days, he will revive us.
He will revive us after 2 days. Bayayim hashlishi, on the third day, yikameinu v'nichye lefanav. And a day is referring to 1,000 years, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki elav shanam ve'necha kiyayim esmal. Destroyed. There will be no world as we know it. We talked about it before. The tzaddikim will fly in the air. Don't ask me to explain this. I have no idea what's going to be. There's no way I can explain this. Again, I have no more understanding than you do of what's happening here.
I asked you this before, and I think you said it was going to come up. But why do people wait for Mashiach?
What?
Why do people wait for Mashiach if it's not being such a destroyed world?
You really want to know the answer? Well, give me two more lines, and I'll get back to this. Remind me to get back to this. Tanya Kavasid Reb Ketina. Shem Chashmias Mishametas Shana Achas Lazayi Shanim. Just like Shemitah is 1 year and 7 years, the world will be Shemitah one of the 7,000 years. Shenemar, the Nizkav Hashem Levada B'Yaymahu, Hashem will be great that day. V'Yaymah Mizmashil Yaymah Shabbos, Yaym Shekulay Shabbos, a day that will be completely Shabbos. V'Yaymah Ki Elim Shana B'Necha Kayan Esmo Ki Yabar. Let's do Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Chat Chorov, She'Elim Shana Yich. I'm sorry, I didn't do the Rashi before. Akriv Noishachot the Pitzan. The scorpion bites the person suddenly. Chad Chorav, She'elov Shanam Yishana Yir Chorav, be destroyed. Chutz Mishesh, Shalof Meilu, Dainu, Elov Shvi, the 37,000. Trey Alof Mukharav, Elov Shvi, Elov Shmini, the 7th and the 8,000. The Amish Al Kadesh Baruch, Elov Shana, Shnemeki, Elov Shana, Benelch, Kiyanes, Maki Yabar. It's fine. Mishamet, next Rashi, Benas Chorav, become destroyed. Shekula Shabbos, Shoyla Mishamet, that the world will just, the Shemitah won't be around. Now, why do we want Mashiach? We don't want Mashiach because this world is such a great place. We want Mashiach that the Rabbeinu Shlom should be able to get the tachlis of his world that he wanted from the world. The world to reach a certain madrega, which it will read during the Yemais HaMashiach. This world is not an end. This world is a means. The world has to reach a certain level of fruition, to reach its fruition. And then afterwards, the world will have accomplished its mission. And then we can go into Gan Eden and enjoy Gan Eden. It's not an end in itself. if this is an end in itself, it's a very poor end in itself.
It sounds like things would be really, really bad.
Not bad. Chorev doesn't mean bad.
Right before that, all these things that Arai said, this, everything will be bad until then everything will be fine.
Everything great. Hunky dory.
So bad, then
that's what Mashiach is going to be. Mashiach is going to make a very good world. A world of purity, a world of Tara, a world of Tyra, a world of Kedusha, a world of what the world is supposed to be like.
Has the world accomplished what it had to accomplish by being bad?
No. How does that prepare for Mashiach, if you want to know? How is Gullus a preparation for Geula?
Not Gullus, but everything will be so bad.
That it will turn able to Tshuva. There will be a Tshuva.
At the end of all this, everything bad will happen. The people will be out of the sun and stuff like that.
There will be a Tshuva that Mashiach will come, yes. Either a Tshuva or will come without Tshuva. We'll see all this. You know, we're in the middle of a sudden. You have to wait till... What?
Maybe Achishena, you don't need this.
No, Achishena means we earn it early.
Right.
No, then the world doesn't have to turn so bad. Right. If it's Achishena, you don't need that. Right. That's a Gemara bite. Tanit Be'elio. Sheishas Alavim Shana Ava Alma. 6,000 years the world will exist. Shnei Alavim Tairu. 2,000 of desolateness. Shnei Alavim Taira. 2,000 of Tyra, and there will be Rashi's Pshat, and then Marsha's Pshat. We'll get to it momentarily. Shnei Alofim Yemais HaMashiach, 2,000 years where the world was eligible for Mashiach. Bavaneseinu Sharabu Yatsu Mehem Mashiach. Unfortunately, through our sins, in the last 2,000 years, has passed what has passed. We're up to 1,772. That means 1,772 years of the Yemais HaMashiach have passed by already. And Mashiach is not here yet. Through our sins, because of our sins. That's what the Gemara is saying. Rashi. Let's do Rashi, and then we'll talk about something in a second. That's Rashi. Praise Allah from Hayatayu. Takashle nitna dayin Tyra. It was before Tyra was given. V'ayya aylam kitayu. And the world was like desolate. A world without Tyra is desolate. Now, Tyra was not given to year 2448. We're saying that the 2000 of Tyra started in year 2000. So what does that mean? Zok trash. From Adam Arishin until Avram ben Nun be Shana. From Adam Arishin until Avram Avinu became 52, Ikal Paim Shana. There's 2,000 years. Did the Mukhi cry like the Pusukim prove that Shenishlamu Apaim Shana Asak Avram b'Tyra? We find that when the 2,000 years ended, Avram was involved in Tyra. Shenemar, the Sanefesh Asher Asu B'Choran, and we have a Messiah that he started being Makara people at the age of 52. You have to let me finish Rashi. Umetargaminan, and the Targum says, the Shabidu Lairaisa Bukharan. The Targum on the Nefesh Ashaasu Bukharan means they got people to keep the Torah in Haran. Meaning they started spreading the name of Hashem and the teachings of Hashem when he was 52 years old. Now, if you figure out from Adam Arish until Avram is 52, you get exactly year 2000. Avram Avinu was born in year 1948. 52 years later is the year 2000. We have a Messiah that was 52 years old. Yes.
When does the Bible take place?
1656.
Adam survived the Bible?
Adam died at night. Who said Adam survived? From the day of the creation of Adam Arishan till Avraham Avinu, 52, was 2,000 years. What does that have to do with Adam Arishan surviving? From the day of creation till Avraham Avinu was 1948 years. What does it got to do with Adam Arishan being around?
52 years between Adam and...
Who said that? Again, from the day Adam was created till... From the beginning of the United States of America till 2012 is X amount of years. What does that have to do with George Washington surviving?
Didn't say there was 52 years between them?
No. It says from when Adam was created till Avram was 52, it's 2,000 years.
Oh, until Avram was 52. So when did it get set up? When Avram was 50, there was no Torah yet. Avram was 50.
What?
Avram was 50, there was no Torah
yet. I don't know. We have a Messiah that he started being Makari people with Torah at 52. At that point starts the 2,000 years of Torah. Meaning, as long as he had it himself, that's not called 2,000 years of Torah. When he started telling people about it, that's when the 2,000 years of Tyre began.
But the question I have, this morning, is the world can't survive without Tyre, right?
So obviously the first 2,000 years it did.
Obviously not.
there. Unless you say those individuals that knew Torah on their own kept the world going, perhaps. But the world at large was not exposed to teachings of Torah. Adam and Risha might have known it. Zayach learned Torah. Shane learned Torah. Aver learned Torah. Those individuals had Torah. The teaching of Torah at large began with Avraham Avinu. So Rashi's telling them.
Rabbi, I'm going to say something now. I'm just saying it, but I need to be clarified. You know the story of grow, and grow with the senses?
Yeah.
Okay. No, you know, we have to always be, we always want the Shiach. I'm just trying to say, all of us in the Shiach room, except for Rebbe, we're not ready for it. And if the Shiach... I'm saying the majority of people do. And if the Shiach comes now, that's it. Our level is so putrid. I want to wait a little bit longer so maybe I can fix myself up a little bit more.
I have two answers to you. I mean, maybe we should discuss it. I guess we have to bring up the subject. We might as well discuss it. There's two answers to you. Number one is, no offense to you, you'll never be ready.
My wife told me the same answer.
And number two is, this is the understanding of it. It's a misunderstanding. Let me try to explain it. If I'm a servant of a master, and I'm a total servant of a master, I want what's good for the master, not what's good for me. If I want what's good for the Rabbi Nishtalim, the Rabbi Nishtalim wants the world to have Mashiach. My personal involvement in thinking it is not, then I'm not a good servant. If I'm looking out for myself, that means it's lacking in my service to the Rabbi Nishtalim. A true servant says, forget about me, think about the sake of the master. Right? The true servant is willing to die for the sake of the master. The true servant says, my desires are pale in comparison to my master's desires. A true servant says, the Rabbi Nishtalim wants Mashiach, I want it because he wants it. Now, I personally believe that any person that can genuinely do that will be okay when Mashiach comes. Because any servant that's willing to subjugate themselves to the master, they're willing to quote-unquote throw away their ruchnius future for the sake of the master, that's the greatest mesiras nefesh. That's giving up more than this life. And that's saying there is no greater schus. So if you have that schus, I think you'll be fine. So, and the truth is, I think there's a double answer here. You can't wait till you're ready, because you'll never be ready. And the answer is, you don't want to wait till you're ready, but you're not doing it for yourself. Mashiach's not for me. Mashiach is for the Rabbi Nishtalim. That's the answer. By the way, it's a very difficult avoda, but that's what we're supposed to do. We just spent a month doing this. What are we saying? We're saying, Rabbi Nishtalim, bring it on. Bring on Mashiach. I'm not ready, but bring it on anyway. Let the world reach its tachlis. My desires are not what counts. What counts are your desires. You are a king, I am a servant. Therefore, I want your desires to be fulfilled, not interested in mine. That's what it means. That's what we're doing. We say it every day. Shalayim Ircha. Neyu Shalayim. What are we saying? We're saying, Rabbi Nishtalim, don't worry about me. I'm not worried about myself. I worry about you. I want your excitedness to be fulfilled. This is what you want. I want what you want. I'm a true servant. That's what that fight is. That's what we have to reach. That's our obligation, to care about Kadosh Baruch Hu's desires more than our own. I honestly feel that it won't be that way. If a person really means the Rabbi Nishtalim's desires, he'll be fine. He'll be just fine when Mashiach comes. Imagine, a guy that's willing to give up his physical life, we think is pretty fine. So if a guy says, I'm willing to give up my future, my ruchnius future, why is that any less? Yes?
Is our Gemara saying that in order to be considered a sign of Torah, that there has to be a minimum number of people that are learning?
I don't think it's a minimum number of people, because Shem had a yeshiva as well. I think there has to be an effort to spread it. Shem did not try to spread teachings of Hashem. Avraham Avinu was the first one that tried to spread it. He's the one that was mafarsein to the world. He spread it that there is a Rabbi Nishtalim in the world.
Wait, yeshiva?
Avraham Avinu had more than a yeshiva. Shem had a yeshiva for those who were interested to come to learn. Avraham Avinu talked to every guest and to every passerby, and to every Arab, and to everybody, and he stopped them, and he said, there is a Rabbi Nishlam, thank him, talk about him. He spread the Rabbi Nishlam's name. It was not confined into the walls of his yeshiva. It was spread. I don't care where he got it from. No, it doesn't say he got it from yeshiva. That's what it seems to say, yes. Sorry?
And Noah was supposed to.
Right, Noach didn't do it either. He didn't influence his generation, that's what it says. I mean, he gave the Musar, he built a pavement for 120 years, and he warned them about the consequences. Right. That's what the Rishonim say, that he was supposed to, correct. That's what I'm saying. It's different to when he came to it himself, and to when he started teaching it to others. Say I love him, Tyra. And I nefesh asher asu b'charan, the nefesh of asu b'charan, until the 2,000 years of Mashiach. And now Rashi figures it out. Avraham u'shmai neshana ad shenai l'Yitzchak. Yitzchak was born when Avraham Avinu was 100. So Yitzchak was born in year 2048. Shishim shana mishenai l'Yitzchak ad shenai l'Yaakov. Yaakov was born when Yitzchak is 60. That is 2108. Harekuf ches, 2108. The Kuflam and Charlie Yaakov Shabbam and Mitzrayim. Yaakov is 130 when he comes to Mitzrayim. So that's 2108 plus 130 is 2238. Hare Reishlam et Ches. Uredu Shamdam and Mitzrayim in the 210 years in Mitzrayim. So that makes from 238, 448. Hare Tuf Mem Ches. You see, Mitzrayim happens in 2448. And that is the same year as Matan Torah. Shiatam and Mitzrayim Ashenibna Beis Rishon. From Yitzias Mitzrayim to Binyan Bayis Rishon, tough pay. 480 years. Siv, he bishmaidim shana barba mei shana l'tes bnei so baret Mitzrayim. That's when they built the Beis Hamikdash. So 480 and 448 is 928. Harisav tav kuf kuf ches, which means it's 928. 2928 is the year the Beis Hamikdash is built. Tough yud shamed bayis Rishon, 410 years of the Bayis Rishon. If you figure it out by the years of the kings, so 410 and 1928 is 3338. The I in the Gullus bubble, 70 years of Gullus bubble, bring us to 3408. Tavchav Shamed the Bayi Sheni, and 420 of Bayi Sheni. So if you add 410, 420, and 70 is 500 years. Tavchav Kuf Kuf, and add that to Tavchav Kuf Kuf Ches to 928. So 928 is 1828 is 1828 is the year of Korban. Hari Apayim Pukas Kuf Ayim Beis. Kuf Ayim Beis. The Mikdash is destroyed 172 years before the year 4000. The Besayf Eitzen Kuf Ayim Beis. Nishlamu Shnei Alafim Torah. And at the end of those 172 years, the 2,000 years of Torah ended. Now, what does that mean? Torah is continuing now. So, Rashi doesn't mean it ended. V'ayidi d'amir Shnei Alafim Torah, u'kamir Shnei Alafim Torah. V'loy shetich l'tayra ach Shnei Alafim. Torah goes on, but it means at 4,000 Mashiach's time starts. So we stop calling it years of Torah. But Torah really continues on past its 2,000 years. The Mashal learns, no, that the end of the Tanoic era and the beginning of the Amoraim era ended at that 172 mark, and that's when Torah diminished. There was a drop in Torah. So therefore the 2,000 years of Torah ends at the beginning of the Amoraim period. Not like Rashi says that the 2,000 years of Torah never end. Mashal wants to say there was a period where Torah flourished, grew to a certain level, and then started diminishing, which happened in the year 4000. So that Mashar, again, so it's Machlokes Rashi, and then you have the Mashar's Pshat also. I do want to mention over here, take a moment, to discuss a Yisayid of Rav Schwab. There's two parts to it. One I think we'll leave from his after Aveda Zarah, but one we'll discuss now. And that is, there's a major conflict between Chazal and the Gaisha historians, if one wants to call that a conflict, about when the Churban Beis HaMikdash happened. Our Gemara in Aveda Zarah, Rashi here quoting it, says the Churban happened in 3828. That corresponds to year 68 of the Gaisha calendar. The Gaim claim that the Churban happened in year 70. They claim it happened 2 years later. So many historians have dealt with it. Those who, after the Pumayu, don't care about Chazal, say Chazal got it wrong. I don't even want to say that out of my mouth. And those who don't care about Gaish historians say the Gaish historians got it wrong. And that's the two approaches till Rav Schwab came along. And when Rav Schwab was Mechadesh, and this is the way I always teach it, is that there are two calendars in this world. And the two calendars in this world have a disagreement. When Adam HaRishon was created, it was Erev Rosh Hashanah. Now, was Adam HaRishon created in year one, and therefore Rosh Hashanah, the first day, he was created on Rosh Hashanah. The world was created 5 days before Adam HaRishon, Chaf Hei El. Was Chaf Hei El year one, and Rosh Hashanah became year two? Or was Chaf Hei El year zero, and Rosh Hashanah was also year zero, meaning a 2 year discrepancy? You could have a 3 year, you could have three Shitas, but let's just take two of the three possibilities. Adam HaRishon lives year zero to year one, or does he start year two? There's a third possibility, but we're not going to that possibility. Now, to me, it would be, you're figuring out 1948 from Adam HaRishon, Avraham Avinu was born. Is that year 1948, or is that year 1950? Because Adam HaRishon was created in year two. Or was Adam HaRishon created in year zero? A baby is year zero till it turns one. Is the world year zero till it turns one? Or was the world year one in Chaf Hei El turned year two when Adam HaRishon was created? Now, the Nafka Mina would be, the Gemara goes that Adam HaRishon was created in year zero. Therefore, the Gemara has a cheshbon that Avraham was being born in 1948, and that the Churban happened in 3828. If Schwab claims that we count according to Seder Olam, a Brisa, that says that Adam HaRishon was created in year two, that means Avraham Avinu was born in year 1950, and it means the Churban takes place in year 3830, which corresponds to year 70, and there's no contradiction. That's how he resolves the contradiction. And our Kamina is, how many years are we into Churban? If you take the Gemara at face value, 3828, and now we are at 5772, we're talking about 1942 years, I believe. 44 years. But if you go with Rav Schwab, that the Churban happened really in 3830, the way we count, meaning according to Gemara count, we're not at year 5772, we're year 5770. So it's only 1942 since the Churban. So there's a 2 year discrepancy. Rav Schwab says it's because there's two calendars, the way we count and the way the Gemara counts. We don't count by the Gemara's calendar. So it's widely quoted Avraham Avinu was born in 1948. That's in the Gemara's calendar. According to Seder Olam's calendar, which is the one we use, or Schwab claims, he has an article in Selected Speeches, I think, and one of the Selected, he goes through the Jewish calendar. He says this, you say. It's a 2 year difference. Really, Avraham Avinu was born in 1950. Everything leaves 2 years ahead. Churban is 3830. Corresponds to year 70, and that resolves the contradiction between the historians and Chazal. That's how he answers the question. That's how I usually teach it. So when Rashi's talking numbers, Rashi's going with Chazal's count, which is that Avraham Avinu was 1948, 2000 is the beginning of year Torah. That's not going with Seder Olam's count. According to Seder Olam, 2002 would be the beginning of Torah. 4002 would be the beginning of Yemai HaMashiach, because everything is 2 years removed, because the world was created in year two. Not Chaf Hei El was year one, our other nation is year two. That's how Rav Schwab resolves it. So when I explained Rashi, I explained that the Chazal's count, the Churban happened in year 3828, and according to Seder Olam, the Churban happened 3830, the exact same time, but it was a different number, and that we count the Seder Olam. That's what Rav Schwab claims. That's his shot. And how to resolve the contradiction.
That was the question. It was born, it was created in Nisan or the Mauritian. There's a block then.
Right, okay, but that, again, we still start counting the years in the Tishrei before. That's not a...
Nisan is question of ocean.
No, that's another issue, which will lead to by the Dara. That's not for now. There is a... This is in the same piece of Rav Schwab. Other historical problem of 165 years. But it's not for here now. We'll leave it for Rabbi Dezara.
That would put us in the category of Mashiach.
We'll be here in the category of Mashiach anyway. But according to that count, we're at 5937. It's a Schwab, it's in English, it's a beautiful piece. Like 15 pages or something like that. It goes through the Jewish calendar. Is very anybody interested in dates and things like that? It is a gorgeous piece.
So for how many?
165. But you have to be a history, a person that cares about history and dates and things. And then it's a beautiful piece. Again, this is his theory and how to resolve it. Yes?
A number of weeks ago, we're in the Etanel.
Right.
Didn't the Ita start in year 4000?
No. The Ita did not start in 4000. To be clear in the Gemara Lamed Beis, it did not. We have to get the Gemara chance. Shnei Alofim, Shnei Tzah Mashiach, Zakrashi, Lager, Shnei Tzah Alofim, Taira. After 2000 years, Havadino, Yishiyavim, Mashiach. It is the din, meaning it's appropriate that Mashiach should come. The Tikla, Agadlus, Yivatu, Ashibud, Miyisrael. Abu Bishulab is the same as the Rabu Leva Mashiach was sent out. I love him, but Yatsum Ashiyatsum, what passed, but dying whom Okav Lava is still not coming. Now, for those interested in a little bit of a Kabbalah twist, the Arizal learns Yatsum Hem Ashiyatsum in the following. There's a Gemara in Yavamas that says that Mashiach comes when all Neshamas reach their goal. Ain't a Mashiach ben David Bo Achi Yichlu Kol Neshamas Shebegov. All Neshamas have to be born. I mean, Arizal says all Mishamas have to reach a certain level. And because people haven't reached the level, the Mishamas have to come back a second time. So he translates that in Yatsu Mehem Mashi Yatsu. Because of our sins have gone out, what's gone out, meaning the Mishamas are going out again and again and again to reach their level of correction. And that's what's delaying Mashiach, is because the fact that the Mishamas have not reached the level of correction that they have to reach. That's how the Arizal translates this Gemara. So that's the Gemara by Tamil Eliyahu, Rabbi Yehuda, Achmad, Rabbi Salah Chassida. Eliyahu said to Rabbi Yehuda, who was the brother of Rabbi Salah Chassida, Eina Olam Pachas Mishmaina Mechamishi Yaiblus. The world till Mashiach will not be less than 85 Yaiblus. 85 times 50 is 4250, I believe. Ubi Yaibul Akram Ben David Ba. And in the last Yaibul, Ben David will come. Meaning, that's already the time where he can come. Right? That's already, I don't know about Be'ita, but that's the time that it's, meaning even though 4,000 starts Yom HaMashiach, but that would need an extra effort. 4250 is already the time he can come. Amar Leibis Chilatzai B'Saifai. So Rav Yehuda asks him, is he going to come the beginning of that 50-year period or the end? Amar Le'eni Yedeya. Now the Ramaz Gairis, he said B'Saifai. Because the next kasha makes it sound like he gave him an answer. He said, "Kalah ain't a kalah. Will the 50 years be over, or it won't yet be over?" Now, if he said he doesn't know, so why are you asking him the next question? So, according to the Adama, the first one he said will come at the end of that yaivul. So he said, at the end before it ends, or the end after it ends. Amalei any day after that, he said, "I don't know." Rashi, Shemayin and the Chamishi Yaivulim Hainu Dalud Alofim. From Messiah and the Chamishim Shana, that's 4250. But Chibus Ayev Lachan Uba, the Seifer Kalas Mankaitim Shav Mashiach, will end the Eda Kalas, the Bataycha Yaivul, the Seifer Uba. Will he come at the end of the Yaivul? He said, I don't know. I don't know. The Vashi Amar Haki.
This is when he could come.
This is already the time that it's easier to get him.
Right.
Not Be'ita, but you would need a greater Achishena. There's a regular Akishana and a greater Akishana, as we'll see in a second.
Is this the case that Yaakov was talking about?
No. No.
Is he talking about just the time?
No, he was talking about the Ita, the time that he has to come by. Not the time that he could come by,
that's
but the time he has to come by.
He was talking about the 6,000 years?
Again, it could be 5772. I don't know when it is. He was talking about when Mashiach actually has to end up coming. We don't know what that time is. Ravashi Amar Haki Amarle. At Hakale Kistakile. Until then, don't hope that he's going to come. Meaning, to hope he's going to come before 4250 is a little bit of a long shot. It can happen, but it's a long shot. From 4250 and on, it's a realistic hope to say that he's coming. No, he did not. The Gemara says he didn't, clearly. Ravashi Istakile. Rashi uses the word vadai. The Mefarshim learn means it's a real long shot. It's the chalei chakei lo shiyavei, hope that he will come. Said the Gemara, "Why did Shalach Rav Chanan bar Tachlifa to Rav Yosef? Rav Chanan bar Tachlifa sent Rav Yosef. Matzasi Adam Echad. I found the person to be Adam Megillah Achas, and he had a scroll, Ksuba Ashuris, written in Lashon Kodesh. Ashuris is the writing of the Sefer Torah, the Lashon Kodesh, meaning it was written by a Jew. Amarti Loi Zumin Ayinlach. Where do you have the scroll from? Amalei Lachayolus Shoraimi Nitzkarti. I was hired by the Roman army." Rashi says, as a scribe, I believe. I think it means a scribe. Rashi says a word that I don't know what it means. He see Gulyur Le'echad Mehem. Does he say what he hired out to? As does Artsko say as what he hired out? No.
To one of the soldiers.
An aide. Okay, Gulyur means an aide. Uben Ginze Raimim Etzasir, and I found this in the Roman treasures. The Kasabon, it's written La'achadal Al-Lofim. A Messiahim, and some are Gairis Petishim, and some are Gairis Ushloishim. The Echad Shana Le'briyasa Shalaylam. After 4,231 or 91 years of creation, Ha'olam Yasam, the world will become orphaned. Mehem Mohammed, there'll be years that'll be very war, many wars. Mohammed Taninim, wars between fish. Mashal says it's a remez to kingdoms of Goyim who will fight around like big fish swallow small fish. Mehem Mohammed Glegu Magog, there'll be years where there'll be Mohammed Glegu Magog. And the rest will be Mashiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not renew his world only after 7,000 years. He'll renew it after 5,000 years. Yes. After 7,000 years there'll be a new world, whatever that means. Right, that's that Gemara before, correct. Rashi, Ashuris Ksav Shalonu Ashuris Shabama Asher came from Asher Kama Bezer Birkin, like we said in the second parak.
I'm sorry. Once we have something stated by Eliyahu, these other statements, previous and subsequent, are they supposed to be consistent with Eliyahu? I mean, he's a prophet. He has prophecy, and presumably the prophecy is accurate. He's put it within a certain number of Yovel cycles. Are these
all supposed to be consistent with him, or are they supposed to be disagreements? It is a good question. I don't know the answer to your question, except to say that the discrepancy between them and Eliyahu is a very small one. Meaning Eliyahu says 4250, and at the end of that, and according to the Gra, this one is saying 4231. No, because 4231 is towards the end of 4250, meaning it's in that last Yovel. Okay. Right, Eliyahu said, and
he said
Eini Yodea. So, the 4231 might be trying to give whoever wrote this scroll was trying to give a more definitive exact date as opposed to Eliyahu HaNavi, who left it within a range.
Didn't he pass himself?
Yeah, but they didn't say he has to come. At that point, it becomes the possibility, a real possibility of him coming. Eliyahu didn't say he's going to come. Eliyahu said, till then, it's a long shot. After that, it's realistic. Rashi. Chayal shirayim niskarti sheisi gulyur, I was an aid lechemem, taninim is dogim. Shariyim ayit ha-mashiach, shekala ha-shibud ha-mashiach ba. The shibud will end, the mashiach will come. It's not like this Rambam and Ramban, exactly what happens when Mashiach comes. The Rambam learns the world continues on as is now, except that the Jews will have their own independent country and not be under any rulership, meaning nobody like Obama or anybody else will be able to tell them what to do. They'll be listening to Melech HaMashiach and keeping the Torah. The Ramban learns that at the time of Mashiach, the world changes as we know from now. There no longer will be free will and free choice. So the Gra learns that if Mashiach comes early, it'll be like the Rambam. If Mashiach comes at the exact time, it'll go right to the Rambam. That's what the Gra explains. That's the Gra's way of resolving the Machlokes Rambam and Ramban.
And the Gra had no author, potentially?
Did not, no.
And they knew it was real because...
because it was written in Ashuris and Lashon Kodesh. They knew it wasn't written by the Romans. That's all. That's the Gemara Vayit. Tanya, Reb Natan Eimer. Mikra zeh, the following pasuk, Naikiv v'yayret aratayim. How does he translate that? Makes a hole,
pierces,
and goes down to the underground? How does he pierce nightcaves? Pierces? Pierces and goes, meaning, as Rashi said, a person, we cannot understand this pasuk. This pasuk, we cannot understand. It just takes us without, it just goes down all the way deep. We can't get to the bottom of it. Rashi, just like there's no end to the time, if he delays, hope for him, the pasuk says, because we have no exact dates. That's what it says. We don't know exactly when he's coming, and therefore our job is to hope that he comes. Now, what does the pasuk say? I'm going to need help. There is still a vision in the time. The Yafech Lekates, he will help
speak
to the end. V'lo Yechazev, and he will not be false. Imisma Mochakeloi, if he delays, hope for him. Kiva Yavoi, he will come. Lo Yeacher, he will not delay. Now, Loi Kurabi Seinu Shayadarishim Ha'idda Idn V'Pal Gida. What this Reb Nosson is saying is, do not tell me when Mashiach is coming. Don't be like the Rebbeim that said the Mashiach is going to come after 1410 years in Golos. There were some that said that the time of Mashiach is 1410. Idan is the time of Golos Mitzrayim. Idanim is twice the time of Golos Mitzrayim, which is 1200 years. Right? Golos Mitzrayim is 400 years from when Yitzchak was born till they left Mitzrayim. Multiply that by 3, uplag Idan in another half, which is 1400 years. Don't say Mashiach is coming after 1400 years. The loy krib simloi, shayidaire shachaltam lechem dima, batashkemai bidma sholosh. He fed them bread of tears, and he gave them to drink 3 times the tears. How does he translate dima sholosh? Right. Which means multiply 400 times 3 and 70 times 3. That's how he learned. 3 times the amount of gullison that we had before our gullison, which is 3 times 400 and 3 times 70, it's 1410. So one man the Amr says Mashiach has to come at 14, and one man the Amr says Mashiach has to come at 1410 into gullison. Which would mean, going with Rav Schwab, the gullus happened in year 70, the Mashiach has to be here at 1470 or at 1480, which he did not arrive at. Don't darshim sukkim. But like Rabbi Kiva, and not like Rabbi Kiva, shayidayrish, oit achas ma'ati, vani marish as a shemayim vesaretz. There'll be a little kingdom, there'll be a little covenant given to Klal Yisrael, the time of Bar Kaziva, and then Mashiach will come right away, which is way early, which is right after the Korban Beit HaMikdash, 70 years later. Right, Elamalchus Rishon Shivim Shana. There'll be a kingdom in Second Beis Hamikdash of 70 years. That's Chashmonaim who ruled authoritatively for 70 years. Malchus Shniyah Chamishim, and then there'll be the kingdom of Hordus who ruled authoritatively for 52 years. Malchus Ben Kazivish Teishanim Omechta, and then there'll be Galus for who knows how long. Don't even try to figure it out. You're not going to figure it out. You're not going to figure it out with this cheshbon. You're not going to figure it out with that cheshbon. You're not going to figure it out with the third cheshbon. Don't bother. It's not for us to figure out.
But those that said it's going to come in 14, whatever it was, they didn't believe the world was 6,000 years?
And Mashiach will come, and then the world will stay with Mashiach till 6,000. The world doesn't end when Mashiach comes. You have your mitzvah Mashiach. Mashiach coming and the world ending is not at the same time. Mashiach coming and then the world goes Yimaisa Mashiach till whenever.
That's Rambam Ramban?
Oh, that's Rambam Ramban, but that's not the destruction of the world. The world will still continue with Bechira, without Bechira. It'll be Yimaisa Mashiach. There'll be Karbanas, there'll be Yimaisa Migdash, we'll be Ayla Rego.
That'd be according to them for about 3,400 years.
No, from 14, no, it wouldn't. It'd be, to be exact, about 800 years. if the galus lasts from 3828 for 1400 years, that means Mashiach would come in 5228. That means 772 years later would be 6000. Okay, we'll have to do this Rashi
tomorrow.
That's a right to the Rambam. No. It's a right other way. How do we say there? Pass me a center, please. That's a right to the Rambam. We got like Rambam. We say. Right, but before that we say, right, that's Mask, Venir Rahu Shemesh Mashiach, right, the Chayrin saying like the Rambam.
That's somebody had a question. In my profession, we have a saying, behavior precedes cognition.